You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We are at the Accessible Gaming Symposium 2022, Day 2. And I'm joined now by Senior Lecturer from Abertay University, Dr. Kenneth Scott-Brown. Thanks so much for joining us here today.
Pleasure to be here.
So, Day 2, how did you feel that Day 1 went?
I thought Day 1 was really energising. There was a real buzz in the room, but I also sensed it online. We could see, even at the very end of the day, there were loads of people streaming from, well, all over, certainly the Northern Hemisphere, listening in and chipping in. And my phone kept buzzing in my pocket with Discord updates. So I think it's a really good demonstration of how it is possible to have hybrid meetings, that we got a much broader range of input just because we had the mix of in-person and remote. So I was excited and energized in equal measure, I would say.
Excellent. And you're part of a discussion towards the end of proceedings today about the future research areas in accessible gaming alongside Dr. Robin Sloan. Can you give us a wee sneak preview as to what we can expect in that?
Yeah, so our kind of pitch is to really get a sense of teams, topics, technologies and techniques. So what teams are people working for, or what would they like to work for? What topics do they really see as the burning issues in the development space and in the learning space? What technologies they're using or would like to use? Is it mobile? Is it virtual reality? And then lastly, what sort of research techniques? You know, is this a case of observational research or economic research or innovation? Or in my case, I'm quite interested in evaluation as well, so we can actually experiment with different methods and see which one works. So it's a very quick poll. The Discord channel is already open, so people are already beginning to chip in what areas they're interested in, really to validate the work that's already done by RNIB, to see what existing topics have got support and buy-in from industry, but also to open up wider and find out what other things we need to be looking at and what teams we can put together.
So it's really kind of laying the groundwork for the future of this conversation to see where it can go and how it can improve accessibility in gaming. What are your hopes for the future of it?
That's a good question. I think taking the lead from Ben yesterday, I think we want more accessible games, obviously, but I think more authentic as well. I think that's something that came out from yesterday, is that you don't always have to work around things. You can sometimes work with conditions and just actually make them real and authentic and just validate that experience. And that's really an insight that I hadn't really articulated before, or I hadn't heard articulated. So getting input from a huge range of stakeholders, then we've kind of got a multiple helix of strands working together. That'll give us a much stronger output than just designers working on their own or end users just saying we want this, we want that. If we can work together, and I think what we've got is an architecture, a framework for people to work together, then we'll get something original, authentic and engaging. If we do that, we should be really happy.
Well, Dr. Kenneth Scott-Brown from Abertay University, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much for having me.